It's summer in Halcyon City, and Boswell Park is packed with people enjoying the summer heat. A few trees up on the hill provide shade for young couples. A young and hopeful hot dog vendor sets up his stall by the lake. And over in the zoo, kids stare into the animal enclosures. But with a great shudder, the ground explodes as something smashes through from underneath the zoo. As the explosion clears, we see something terrible striding through the debris. Cybersaurus, half dinosaur and half cyborg, and flanked by their endless horde of vat-grown reptile minions. The screaming civilians run from the zoo. Who's going to step up?
I think we see like a grouping of them just surrounding like some random citygoers as a flash of purple overtakes the panel as quick lightning bolts dispatch these hench things. Quickfire blasts of lightning that causes the mechanics in them to go haywire, and they explode shortly after as we see. Cybersaurus, you think you could strike to the innocent patrons of the zoo? Well, be prepared to be sent back to the Jurassic by Feralax the Eternal! As we see, standing proud, an anthropomorphic Egyptian male woman about, you know, late teens, purple robes, a la Doctor Strange, dramatically posing, then suddenly shifts into sand, and to the left is like a very plain version of her, adjusting her glasses. Well, technically, the Tyrannosaurus Rex wasn't spotted until... And then abruptly cuts her off like, not now, Niles!
And what causes you problems as you bicker with each other? What danger strikes you unexpected?
I feel like a fucking Mesosaurus just, like, pulls, like, a laser gun or something and it begins to charge and goes, Feralax, I was hoping you'd arrive.
Okay, Cybersaurus charges up their laser blast and shoots this beam of purple light towards you. And they're cackling, puny mammal, you will soon see why the Jurassic reigns supreme.
Niles comes up again, technically, Feralax, not now. Holds out palms, eyes glow, draws a circle in the air real quick to just block the incoming bolt of electricity that's being fired at us.
Okay, that sounds like an unleash your powers.
Fortunately, it is.
Or is it a defend, would you say?
Well, you can't defend yourself.
Yeah.
You can't defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless I want to steal
this
someone.
This could be directly engaged, because it kind of seems like this could be a counterattack.
Yes.
I'm a gambling woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not unleash your powers, because you're not doing one of those three things.
And if it's a
Okay.
That's a seven.
Yeah.
And I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies as, I catch the lightning bolt in this magical circle, and then just hold back hands, both of them raising the electricity, and just fling it right on back to Cybersaurus.
Okay, but you do trade blows, so what condition are you going to mark?
I'm looking at angry because we're arguing with each other already.
Okay.
That feels good.
But yes, the crackling lightning arcs back towards Cybersaurus, momentarily stunning him. Who takes advantage of this opportunity?
I think Saoirse. A different Saoirse than the Saoirse we know and love is going to like run up behind Cybersaurus and then do the thing where you leap and then grab onto the person's head and just fall and slam their head into the ground.
Ooh, interesting. So tell us, as like Saoirse leaps up, what does the camera see as it pans over her?
Yeah, so I think we get a nice panel of her like mid-leap. She's a young Irish woman, so she's got the very stereotypical red hair, freckles. She's wearing fairly casual clothing, just like jeans and a punk rock t-shirt and a jacket. Everything is very beat up because this is just how she lives her life. There's a ornate golden sword that's just like swinging from a loop on her belt for now.
Excellent.
So right now it's just in its hilt form.
Cool. And I think this is definitely directly engaged.
Yes.
Oh, give us a danger roll. 9.
Dang, nice. Only a 9. All right. Yeah, I'm just going to choose to impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay. I think what happens is you jump up, grab his head, slam it down to the ground, and you feel something break, and you look down, and you've just got their head in your hands, just staring up at you with angry eyes, and it's just sort of biting at you like a sort of frenzied dog. And then you turn around, and the rest of the body is just running. You can see another group of the clones running towards them, and one of them is carrying another head in their hands.
Wild.
I think I'm going to mark angry, because you can't just pop your head off to avoid things. It's not how things work.
And yet, here we are.
I think I, like, shout over to Farrelax, like, Farrelax, catch, and I'm going to drop the head and punt it to Farrelax.
I just kind of turn into sand very briefly, and I'll get up in the air, catch it, turn into sand again, land next to you, just kind of looking at, holding it at arm's length, like, I thought it was my job to bring you something that's still snapped.
I think Sersha is going to start taking off running after the Cyrosaurus body and mass of lizard minions. I'd like to know what Purple Empress is doing while all this is going on.
So, I have an idea, but it's not focused on Purple Empress.
I have an idea.
I love ideas.
So, you're charging towards Cybersaurus, and then, like, you are stopped as, like, just this... A giraffe has gotten loose, or maybe been let out, and it is being swarmed in these weird little ambiguously dino clone things, and, I mean, as... Cybersaurus's plan, obviously, was to come into the zoo and make all of the animals into dinosaurs for their dinosaur army. So this is like a half giraffe, half dinosaur mutant, and it is storming in to attack.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So I think the camera sort of pans over to the roof of, like, one of the refreshment huts sort of thing in the zoo, you know, on, like, that sells, like, ice creams and such. And sat on the roof is a woman in a black suit with a blood-red tie and a night-black waistcoat, long crimson hair in a ponytail down to her waist, looking out at all of this, sucking on a bright red slushy.
Of course.
And just watching the chaos. And then you hear the slurping of a straw that's reached the bottom of the cup, and she just sort of chucks the cup down, like 20 feet into a bin, and stands up.
Very important question. Does she sparkle in the sunlight?
I need to look up publication date.
We could be getting ahead of the curve.
I think we are ahead of the curve. Twilight came out in 2005, so I don't think she does sparkle.
Unfortunate.
But I mean, this? She could. No one said Twilight exists in our universe.
It's true. I don't think she sparkles yet. That might happen as my doom track increases, because this is the Red Queen, a.k.a. Ada Krall, the Doomed.
And what do you find yourself doing now that you've finished your refreshment?
I think what I do is I take a deep breath. Her pale face sort of narrows a bit in concentration and then explodes into a mess of bats that swarm towards the escaping Cybersaurus and their minions, trying to sort of confuse and distract them.
I could take an unleash or a provoke here, because you're definitely manipulating the environment.
I think it's an unleash for me. Like, the intent is to confuse these people.
I'd say unleash because you're manipulating the environment to be confusing.
All right, so let's see. Thankfully, my freak is pretty good.
So, tell me how...
That's a six.
Run me how it was supposed to go in a perfect world.
So, in a perfect world, I would have turned into this flock of bats and just swarmed around them and, like, got in their eyes and confused them. They'd be like, what are these bats? And just, like, not knowing what to do and to give, like, Sersha time to catch up.
All right, so that works. The hunting pack have been compared to putties. Like, they make their, like, weird, like, Power Rangers, like, noises as they're just, like, flailing around their arms. And I think what's going to happen is, yes, Sersha, you're going to have your chance to get on through. But it's now, the best way to describe it is difficult terrain, as they're just rampantly shooting around their blasters. So you're getting what you want in that they're not directly shooting at Sersha. And Sersha can get through, but it's still, like, I'm going to need something to get through it.
I'm going to make it difficult for everyone. Okay,
Fair enough. Because maybe, yeah, I just have a real hard time distinguishing from friend from foe as a flock of bats.
Yeah, it's mostly the fact that there's random laser fire. Saoirse can still walk through. They're not going to actively be shooting at Saoirse, but now Saoirse is going to have to do some cool acrobatics to get through.
Well, maybe not Saoirse, though, is the thing. So we've got a flock of bats and a general melee of Cybersaurus and their minions and a flock of bats. And then we have this dino giraffe and other hunting pack minions rampaging through the zoo. So our fourth member, what's she been up to?
Yeah, so I think we've got the scene of the chaos with... How big are these, dino things?
Person-sized? Human-sized? Adult human-sized?
Okay. I was thinking of them as smaller originally. that's fine, though. So, yeah, we've got the chaos of the bats and all this laser fire and the weird dinosaur giraffe. And it's, rearing back, I think, to try to trample Saoirse. When, from off-panel, a purple ribbon comes in and, grabs it around the neck and just in swooping swashbuckler style comes Purple Empress. She is a magical girl. The soldier is her playbook. Very graceful style, very magical girl, short skirt, lots of ribbons, purples and blacks and whites and a few gold accents. She has a wand in her hand. It's a long ribbon wand that for gymnastics. But it's her magical signature weapon. And that's what she has swung in on. She has a small pair of butterfly wings on her back. I don't think they're strong enough. Well, no, she can fly with them. And she has a bow in her hair. She has just a Empress butterfly, I think I said. Yeah. A purple Empress butterfly in her hair, like a bow. And yeah, she is trying to take down this dinosaur creature, so I guess that's also directly engaged?
I think so. Unless you could spin it to unleash.
If she's just trying to take it down, then I think that is just engage.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if you consider it a threat or an obstacle.
I think it's part of Cybersaurus's panoply of threats, you know?
Oh! Is it defending Saoirse?
That would be, I think, if you went into the cluster of minions and bats to try and redirect their lasers away.
Well, the giraffe creature is about to attack her.
Oh, good point. It was set up that way.
Yeah, I would say, send out some ribbons, pull it back. Yeah, I think that would be a defend. A very aggressive defend, but a defend.
Yeah, that works.
And I do have influence over her.
Look at that.
That's an 11, baby.
Oh, the first 10 plus the session.
Look at that. Look at us. We're doing great. Probably the only one at this rate. So,
I mentioned earlier, I thought the creatures were a lot smaller. There's probably just one of them riding its back. The giraffe loses its balance. The goon gets thrown off. It topples and I land gracefully and, stand, like a gymnastics pose. I don't know gymnastics.
Just with your hands sort of up in a sort of Y shape. Maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very kind of excited to be here face. I feel very good and confident and like myself when I'm being a hero. So on a 10 plus, I defend my ally and I get to add a team to the pool, take influence or clear a condition.
So you already have influence over Saoirse.
Yeah.
Can I clear someone else's condition?
No.
No? Okay. Add a team to the pool.
Okay. That puts us on two team, I think.
Well, now that we're all on screen, it feels like we are entering battle against a dangerous foe as a team.
Okay, yeah.
I want us all to be like, have like a side-by-side, like quick four-column style panels where everyone else is like in the middle of some cool pose. Meanwhile, Fairlax is holding away the dinosaur head that's trying to bite her.
Like, ugh. All right. Who's our leader? That's the question.
I don't think it's me.
I feel like Saoirse is probably the...
I think Saoirse is our leader.
Saoirse or Purple Empress, I think.
I'm willing to let Saoirse be the leader. It's a terrible decision, as it was with the other Saoirse, but that's what we're going to go with.
I think it rings true. I'm much more of a stand back and observe type.
You're sort of a excited to be here sort of type. All right. Do you have influence over every other teammate, Saoirse?
No.
Okay.
I don't have influence over you, Red Queen.
Ha ha. My purpose in this fight is to beat Cybersaurus. Does anyone have a different purpose?
Nope.
Here's an important question that I can't decide. What is my mission from Gaze?
Ooh.
The organization of which I am a soldier of.
Today or like in general?
Right.
Today, in this fight.
Maybe a Cybersaurus, since the man always has like some other agenda. He's up to something big at the zoo today and he's got something on him.
Hmm, okay. So you need to get something... Gaze wants you to get something from him.
Okay.
He has something that he's using to turn these animals into dinosaurs.
Hmm.
They want that.
Is that a different enough goal? I'm not sure that is. Let's err on the side of caution and say that that's a different enough...
Yeah.
Difference?
Yeah, the thing is, I think Gaze doesn't care if they get away.
Hmm, okay, yeah.
Like, defeating them is probably an effective way to go about the goal, but it's not the same goal.
Okay. Does any team member mistrust either Saoirse or the team?
Unfortunately, that is kind of my whole character premise.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
because Gaze did... My overarching goal is to keep an eye on you and stop you from doing something ambiguously terrible.
Okay. But I don't think we're ill-prepared or off-balance because it sounds like you had advance warning this was happening. By you, I mean Iris, aka Purple Empress there.
And also, we seem to not be losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in a powerful position. So that sounds like Team 3?
Unless you want to mark a condition.
Yeah.
Do you want to mark a condition, Saoirse?
No.
Okay, so we're up to 3. So, Saoirse, your route is clear, or is clear of dinosaur giraffes, into this swarm of bats and lizard minions, and somewhere in there, Cybersaurus themselves.
Fun.
How do you get through the melee to your target?
I think what I'm going to do is unhook my magic sword from its carabiner, swing it up, and then I think in a very fancy font, we see Saoirse whisper the word ire, which is Irish for ice, and a like big old Buster sword size blade of crystallized ice like kind of flows out of it and forms. And we even get a panel of Saoirse like setting down as the sword now is much heavier, which defies physics because that's not how it was in there, so it shouldn't be a different weight, but it is.
It's fine.
Yeah. So they're all cold-blooded, so I'm going to give a big old swing of my ice sword, send a chill blast through them, and hopefully knock them out.
My heart says unleash.
That sounds like unleash, yeah.
Yay! And the good news is I'm angry, and I'm both thick and thin-skinned, so I get +1 to unleash when I'm angry.
There you go.
Hey!
Which gives me another 9.
Do you want to upgrade that to a 10?
I will.
How does Farallax help this go along?
So I noted, I see what you're going for. And Farallax is like, Niles, hold it for a moment. As I toss the head into the air and a cloud of sand catches it. As I just, I see this wave of ice like pluming out and I just kind of like send a gale of wind that makes, that ensures that it gets all of them.
Okay, cool. All right. So yes, all of the lizards are now sluggish and sort of weakly fending off bats, and they're not firing any lasers in your direction. And Cybersaurus is there in the midst of them. Cybersaurus has this new head and is just kind of sort of gingerly placing it back on their neck socket and just sort of rotating it. They seem unaware of what's going on around them because, you know, they don't have a head at the moment.
Of course.
So you've charged into the center here. Well, you've cleared a path, Sersha.
Yeah.
Are you going for it or are you calling for someone else to?
I think we get a panel of Sersha running up very much in the exact same pose that Cloud runs up with his big old sword over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know the one.
Which I think is also a good panel for the Red Queen to maybe re-solidify into a person from a Cloud Lats. Like Vincent from Final Fantasy VII?
Of course.
Sure, why not? Look, apparently we're making Final Fantasy VII, but it's gay and trans.
Of course.
So Final Fantasy VII?
It's canonically.
Okay.
Explicitly.
Explicitly.
Explicitly, I'll give you. Cloud Strife is non-binary. And no one can convince me otherwise.
Why would they? You're right. Okay, so... yeah, I can reform to try and sort of follow up your attack, but I think you're leading here.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to, like, swing my sword down and hold it in the threatening position and be like, all right, it's over, Dinobot or whatever you are.
Cybersaurus, Mandrake. It'd be who of you to remember the name of someone who's going to send you back to the Jurassic. Besides, my plan's already on its way to completion. I just need to hold you off just long enough.
I mean, if you send me back to the Jurassic, your name would be even more irrelevant than it already is.
He blasts you. Just kind of, like, puts fingers on temples and his eyes glow and sends out, like, a laser blast to you at your feet.
Maybe, is it okay if I see this coming and try and sort of surge forward and just, like, push his head up, like...
Of course.
You know, heel of hand up into the jaw to sort of send the laser blast into the sky.
Yeah, of course. I'd say that's a defend.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. So that is a defend, which is with Savior, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes, yes. Okay. And I also have influence over Sersha.
Look at that.
You do?
Yeah. So that is plus two. A 10!
Hey!
Yay!
Oh, I should have marked potential for my failure earlier.
And go ahead, tell us what it looks like, so I know how to respond in the fiction.
Well, as I said, he was just recently socketing his head back on. And I think, like, I surge forwards and just, like, sort of uppercut his chin. And, like, his head snaps back and lasers fly off into the sky. And also his head is sort of only loosely attached now. And it's just sort of, like, wiggling around.
Oh, is it like a Pez dispenser?
Yeah. That sounds good. He sort of reaches out with his hands and is like trying to sort of grab the head and put it back on. I surge forward like in a sort of crimson blur to do this and then dance backwards back to Sersha's side. And I am going to... I might take influence over someone I protect.
Which would be Sersha in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
Shift those labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look over to you and like, come on, you can take him. And... danger up, mundane down.
Cool.
So I want somebody else to do the role, but I want to set it up in fiction where I meant Farallax, Niles, hold this, and just turn her legs into sand so that way they could catch the head in like a moat of sand, and it's just kind of snapping around wildly. And then suddenly just Farallax morphs all the way into sand into Niles, who kind of just grabs it, like holds it like a basketball. Like, all right, I'll hold it. Hey, Cybersaurus, catch! As a Niles is gonna hold the head on her arm, leap up, grab like a street light that's like around the zoo, flip up into the air, kick it to somebody to kick it into Cybersaurus.
Okay.
I don't know who it wants to do. I just want to set somebody else up to do this move.
Oh, setting someone else up to spike the head into Cybersaurus.
Yes.
That sounds rad. Okay.
That also sounds complicated. Do you want to roll an unleash to make sure you can do that?
Sure. That's a minus one. I do it with flying colors with those boxcars.
Holy smokes.
We're pretty good.
I slap up in the air as it tries to snap at me. I send it to somebody with my tail, and it's like, I don't know, Purple Empress?
That sounds good.
I think I'm holding back. They mentioned they had a plan, and I think I'm thinking about that.
Okay, then.
Okay, cool, cool.
Then how about Sersha? Batter up!
Sure. Sounds reckless and stupid and right up Sersha's alley. Yeah, I think Sersha's gonna turn to see the head coming. And how do I wanna... She, like, plants the sword into the ground to, like, swing up and, like, balance on it with her hand to swing around and catch the head with her foot to kick it and slam it down into Cybersaurus.
That's rad. Directly engage, I guess.
Cool. Someone just made me, like, super dangerous.
Yeah.
So hopefully this goes... Nope! That's a six!
Well, I would happily help.
Yeah.
I think maybe what happens... So tell me if this is all right, is... like, Sersha swings herself, pushes herself up to try and kick it, but, like, the ice blade or something cracks under her weight because, I don't know... evil lizards have been... I don't know, maybe it's hot. It's a hot summer day.
Of course.
And so I just sort of, like, grab your forearm and just, like, hoik you up into the air so that you can reach the head. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, down to one team.
Cool. So that makes it a seven?
Yes, it does.
I think I'm going to take Cybersaur's focus away as I have kicked one head into their other head.
Yes.
So now they have two ringing headaches at the same time.
I'm going to hold on to that lack of resist or avoid blows for a moment. I need to hold that. I know what the scheme is.
Okay.
Okay, segues into the action I wanted to take. Sure. So I think this is happening, and since they said that they have a plan, I've just been like... I'm concerned. You know, I'm kind of here as an observer.
Of course.
So I would like to roll to pierce the mask.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Do that roll. Are you going to push your training, or do you just have a decent mundane?
Pierce the mask is mundane. I fucked up my tabs. What is my mundane? It's zero.
Or you can give your creepy space eye cult thing influence to roll it with soldier.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that because I do think, you know, this might have to do with what Gaze wants me to take. So this is acting on orders for my mission.
Of course.
Cool.
Just as like a color thing, so I'm trying to recall because it has been a while since you re-recorded. If I recall, my power mimicry, I have to have some kind of contact.
Oh, I have no idea.
Up to you.
Okay.
I mean, making contact is pretty easy for you. You have all these ribbons and everywhere.
I think using powers, it requires, like, contact, but I can, like, feel out what people's powers are without contact.
Of course.
Does that work
for
people?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm just sitting back there. In real life, it looks normal, but, like, in the panel, it's, like, this effect. Like, I look farther away, I look shrouded in darkness, and there are these, like... sigil-like eyes behind me, and like I'm trying to like gaze into. I'm trying to like feel out what powers.
No, gaze is a good word.
Yeah. Oh shit. you know, I'm trying to feel like what are they capable of? What is Cybersaurus doing that we're not aware of? So I'm going to roll with Soldier to pierce their mask. That's a 14.
That's a 14.
You get three.
That's well, a lot of questions.
Sounds like you have ideas for this, don't it, Danny? So.
I'm going to ask you to save what are you really planning for last. But other than that, free.
Okay. How could I gain influence over them?
Make me think I'm winning.
Okay.
Then I'll be more susceptible to your words because abruptly you'll have pulled the wool over my eyes.
Because their guards will be down, essentially.
Yeah.
What do you intend to do?
In the long term, I intend to conquer this world and bring about a new age of dinosaurs. That's my gimmick, that's what I intend to do, and that's why I'm here today, because I need a new line of monsters to fight that a teenager with attitude, Starman, who's been seen around the city lately.
They don't intend to cure cancer, they intend to turn people into dinosaurs.
Absolutely.
And what are you really planning?
You see, the descendants of the Tyrannosaurus Rex are said to be the chickens, and none of you are looking at the chicken coop. And suddenly, at the petting zoo, it erupts as a Tyrannosaurus Rex begins to rise up, as we see in panel, and there was a crystal left behind there.
And can I add on to this? Like, this is the first bird that turns into a T-Rex. Yeah. But then, like, a pigeon flying by bursts into a velociraptor and falls squawking to the floor.
Yes.
And more pigeons turn into all sorts of different creatures. And, like, a seagull up above turns into a diplodocus and then just falls bellowing to the floor as this plague of saurialization spreads.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's, like, and between the two ringing headaches, just kind of goes, soon.
And I think as he's doing that, he's like holding aloft this sort of crystal wrapped with like wires and radio things with a big button on it that he's pressed. That is the same sort of crystal as the crystal that we saw in the petting zoo coop.
Ah, returning to their most perfect roots, and soon they will evolve again further into my new army.
So, because we put a pin on Saoirse trading blows a minute ago, do we want her to take a powerful blow as a Tyrannosaurus falls on her?
Yeah. No,
that sounds good.
Powerful blow is realizing I've been had.
And that a Diplodocus is falling on her.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Hit me with something big.
Yeah. Maybe even pushes you into it.
Considering I was standing next to Saoirse too, should I also be taking a blow?
I think
I don't know how it works.
I think you should just mark a condition, because you can turn into bats.
I'll say you can do either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see how my powerful blow goes. And maybe that'll affect your powerful blow.
Okay, yeah.
It's been feast or famine with Sidekick today.
Yeah.
That's a 7.
What do you mean? I've gotten only mixed success. Well, I did get a 6, but then y'all canceled that.
Yeah.
7 on a powerful blow. I think I'm going to struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions.
Oof.
Is Cybersaurus like thrusts a hand into my chest to knock me back? And then this big old dinosaur lands on me and we get a beat panel. And then I'm going to lift the dinosaur off of me and toss it to the side. And I'm very obviously like scruffed up and panting a little bit from the effort. But I'm going to like do the thumb wipe of the nose and be like, is that all you got? Come on.
Ah, Mandrake, this is just the beginning.
And so I think I reform out of bats on the Diplodocus's back, looking down and like looking a bit. I'm feeling a bit guilty about the about how I just fled instead of like, you know, helping Saoirse escape the Diplodocus.
Nuts.
Oh, quick question. When I use soldier, I give influence to Aegis, which they always have over me. So how do they want to shift my labels? Not Aegis, fuck. To gaze. I give to influence gaze. To gaze.
This felt like an information gathering thing, so using your powers. I feel like freak up something down is the ticket.
Yeah.
I was going to say, soldier up and danger down, because they want you to be following orders and not getting directly in the middle of things.
I was considering Savior down, actually, given that this is a recon sort of mission. How do we feel?
I'm fine either way.
How about let's split the difference. Soldier up, Savior down.
Cool.
Okay. I good with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I wouldn't mind keeping the spotlight on Purple Empress, because she has mostly been observing and things are starting to ramp up.
Okay. Purple Empress is standing there watching all of this, seeing the wave of sorification ripple out.
Mm-hmm.
What's she going to do about it?
I'm going to kind of, so I'm a bit farther from the action, enough that I'm probably not even on their register yet. But I kind of just, I twirl my ribbon a bit. I kind of do a whipping motion, and it retracts and coils up into a short sword, made of ribbon, mm-hmm. but, magically sharp. Just very seriously, and my voice booming, I declare to them, you don't know what you're doing. That thing, and I gesture my sword at the crystal, that's entirely too dangerous for you to be playing with. You need to stop.
Ooh. Are Give you it provoking to me. Them?
Yes. Yeah, I am trying to provoke them into giving up whatever the hell this artifact is.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think we're at the provoke yet, because I think he thinks it's where everything is working out according to plan. You know what I mean?
So okay. Saying that he might not be susceptible to your words.
Yeah.
Okay.
In which case, what does that realization look like? What does that?
I think it's sort of like, I think everything is going perfectly to plan, Empress. As holding it in one hand, holding out other hand to prepare an Iron Man repulsor. I think you're the one who has no idea what I'm capable of. And I think he's just going to not fire to shoot you, but fire to so that way you can't get closer. You know what I mean?
Just that pew 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 pew. It's all around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is more of a sort of separate them sort of thing then.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have an idea. If that's okay.
Go for it.
Shoot.
By this point, the audience is... Wait, I'm mixing metaphors, maybe. By this point, the reader has seen the special effect of cloud of bats a few times to know what it looks like when that reforms behind him. And Ada is there. And I think it says something you're too busy looking at the Empress when you should have been watching the Queen. And I think this is where I... open my mouth wide, revealing my fangs, and bite into him.
Oh, that's a directly engage.
Yes.
Get some delicious Mountain Dew dinosaur in you.
Exactly. He's my vitality absorption. Yeah. That's the idea.
And of course, we don't have to show you biting down. We could just see the reaction shot.
There's no gore or whatever.
Yeah.
There's not. Yeah.
Just assuring our listeners at home.
Yes.
Show the fangs, and then we get a nice silhouette, and then
yes.
Yeah, red background. Well,
we'll see what happens, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my that's my second six of the day.
We have one team.
Does anyone want to help me? It's fine for you not to. I will say this now.
I have an idea for what this miss is.
Go for it.
I'll take the miss, yeah.
I also have an idea for what the miss is.
So you do this, and he doesn't even stop you. you know, you rear back, you know, you look very cool and, you know, you're a cool, attractive vampire in the year 2004 and you don't glitter in the sunlight. But you don't get the reaction you expected. He just like starts laughing. And you feel kind of funny. It doesn't, you know, normally, how often do you feed on people, Ada?
Not often. I mean, it's not something I need to do. It's more like, it's something that I can do to sort of weaken somebody, you know? It doesn't...
Okay.
I mean, it's nice. It tastes good. It makes me feel good to do, I guess, maybe. Okay.
It does taste like Mountain Dew.
Okay.
But it does not feel nice. You just immediately feel like kind of achy and sweaty, like when you get a fever. And Ada, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Oh, what is my favorite dinosaur? Plesiosaur.
Plesiosaur.
That's a Necky boy.
Yeah, that's the water-swimming Necky boy. Thinking Loch Ness Monster kind of dinosaur.
Yeah. Your neck kind of hurts. And like...
Oh, geez.
You really want... You've got a hankering for fish.
Okay. So, I've got a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question. Raise his hand, if I may.
Yeah.
Is the change apparent yet, or...
I don't think quite yet. I want to play this through. Okay. It's not just snap fingers, you are a plesiosaurus. I do think you have... I mean, for one, how much are you resisting being turned into a dinosaur?
Very much. And very much. I have the ability of body transmutation. So I think I'll sort of back off and just like, you know, I'm feverishly sweating and like you can see sort of horror crossing my face and I just sort of like, you can see my sort of tense and like my whole body sort of contracts a bit and then returns and I'm like, no, I worked too hard for this. You are not going to ruin this. And like the sort of curling red smoke off me as the sort of, I spend vital energy maintaining this form. So I'm going to mark my doom track.
So definitely mark a doom track because that is overexerting yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think that's also a powerful blow?
I think that is also a powerful blow.
I think that's a powerful blow, yes.
Yeah.
As like, yeah, I think because this is going to be resolved and you're probably not, you're fighting it off. We do see you like, you're taller, your skin is a little bluer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Woo!
So that is a 12 on take a powerful blow.
Okay.
What do you choose?
I don't want to turn into a dinosaur. I'm going to say this right out. I don't want to turn into a dinosaur.
How do you feel about a half dinosaur?
And that's not my thing.
Okay.
Not her thing, I should say. As I say, she is very much laser focused on maintaining her form. It's very important to her.
I'll be clear. This won't be permanent dinofication.
No. Yeah, I'm okay. Anyway. I think...
You could always mark two conditions and give the opposition an opportunity as you're, like, working out the dino blood.
Yeah, that makes... Oh, yes. So I think, yeah, just, like, sort of... I'm trying to burn it out from inside me, and that's what those little wisps of smoke are.
Yeah.
Those wisps of red smoke. And I'm just sort of... I sort of collapse to the ground, maybe on my knees, just sort of focusing in on this, and I just have no time to pay attention to anyone. And I am insecure and afraid. So, how does the opportunity manifest?
If anything, he probably just makes a quick comment of a shame you're fighting a glorious evolution before doing whatever he's going to do, someone else's thoughts.
So, Danny, you said you had plans for what Cybersaur wants. Did those extend beyond chickens?
Those extend as far as he wants the whole zoo into dinosaurs and is probably going to just send a press that button again, as Purple Empress mentioned. Well, he is a super genius. He's definitely playing with fire, and he's gonna just start setting up, like, turn a dial on that crit on the little device that was mentioned earlier. What I thought is, yeah, he's just gonna prime it to do that again, but bigger.
Yeah, so I think that's what he does, is he reaches to his device and he, like, turns the dial up, and we get the shot of, like, the crystal and his thing resonating more and sending out, like, those pulse waves, and then we zoom out and we see pulse waves echoing from other crystals that they've hidden around the zoo as more and more animals start getting saurified.
Played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brandon Conway, and the Phoenix Academy playset, written by Rob Weiland. Both are published by Magpie Games. Iris Imago, aka the Purple Empress, is played by B. McJanda, who can be found on Twitter at SpaceDoobie. Ada Kroll, also known as Red Queen, is played by Mina McJanda, who can be found on Twitter at MinaHoneyBat. Saoirse Sullivan, a.k.a. Mandrake, is played by Alice Kira, who can be found on Twitter at MagicalGirlKira. Niles Berman, a.k.a.
Theralax the Eternal,
is played by Danny, who can be found on Twitter at BattyDanny. The show itself can be found on Twitter at UnlabeledAP. All music and editing provided by Mina McJanda.